The work reproduced on the wall was designed by Duane Linklater, a contemporary artist from the Moose Cree community in northern Ontario. It alludes to the mural designed by the Indigenous artist Norval Morisseau for the Indians of Canada Pavilion at Expo 67. Morisseau's work, titled Earth Mother and Her Children, portrayed a human child and a bear cub nursing at the breast of an anthropomorphic figure representing Mother Earth. At the time, the Canadian Department of Indians and Northern Affairs, supported by the organizers of Expo 67, demanded that Morisseau change the image of his work, which was deemed too explicit. They were worried that the original image would shock visitors. So the mural was changed, censored, and the bear cub and child were moved away from the nursing breasts of Mother Earth. This forced distancing revived painful memories in the minds of many. In 1967, when the centenary of Canadian Confederation was being celebrated, the Indian residential school systems was still fully active. Thousands of Indigenous children continued to be torn away from their families and placed in the schools where they were subjected to all sorts of abuse. Tragically, as we now know, many of these children never returned to the communities and were buried near the school buildings. Others never even had the right to a burial worthy of the name. The government's forcing of a separation between mother and her children in Morisseau's work seemed to be a reflection of this violence. In fact, although some Indigenous children, including members of the Linklater family, survived the horrors of the residential schools, the repercussions of the generational traumas inflicted are still felt today. In general, the programming of the Indians of Canada Pavilion was highly political. Beside the 6 works by contemporary artists displayed there, a series of photographs and texts explicitly denounced the history and treatment of Indigenous people in Canada. We don't know exactly how Morisseau reacted to the censorship imposed upon him. One thing is certain, however, when the time came to paint his mural, he was notably absent. It was his assistant, Carl Ray, who completed the work on his behalf. In memory of Morisseau's symbolic absence, Linklater began to delegate the production of his own murals. The work that you see here was therefore executed by someone else. Inspired by the iconography of Morisseau's original work, Linklater orchestrates a poignant reflection on the institutionalization and historicization of Indigenous bodies and artworks.